A prayer to the sacred infranatural. I'm Dr. Michelle Merrill. As a Work That Reconnects facilitator and a biological anthropologist, I love to add some science into my offerings, especially for the seeing with new or ancient eyes and deep time phases of the work. This prayer, recitation, or meditation honors the sacred power that resides within nature. The practice is an exploration of our own human location in deep time and deep space, our intimacy and dependence on the microcosmic and macrocosmic turnings of our universe. It encourages the practitioner to follow a journey of deep centeredness and vast expansion of their conscious connection to everything. The specifics of the recitation and how you envision each step you take should be informed by the best scientific consensus available and may therefore change as scientific understandings change. If some aspects of this recitation are unfamiliar to you, think of it as an opportunity to explore and learn more about yourself, your world, and your home in the universe. Once you know about each step and what it means, you may choose to skip over or consolidate steps that feel less vital to you, as long as you remember they are there. Choose a beneficent wish or blessing to hold respect and gratitude and wonder in your heart and mind as you move through your recitation. In Nova Sutras circles, we use may blank abide in Agaya and Ubuntu. Agaya references the joy, creativity, and wonder of the living world. Ubuntu is a word from Southern Africa that emphasizes interdependence, community, and care. In more general settings, I often work with may blank be suffused with compassion and loving kindness for each of the subcategories. May blank receive my respect and gratitude is another way to work. Feel free to vary the blessing day by day in ways that feel most appropriate to you and your experience. Other options, to be used alone or in combination, or perhaps just with all my relations, include may blank be well, may we be free from physical and mental suffering, or may blank know joy, may we be free from useless fear. Or for human levels, you might include may we have the devotion, strength, and energy to be agents of positive change. Below, you'll find an outline of the journey down into the microcosm, then back up through all our relations that make up the living earth, then out to the macrocosm. Each of the descriptions offered is a useful example based on current scientific understanding of the wondrous and beautiful origins and evolution of life and the universe. You may choose to rephrase these based on your understanding or to be understood by a group sharing the practice. It is important to acknowledge that Western science is only one way of knowing, and that Indigenous and other faith perspectives also hold great value and insights. You might invite a conversation about these alternative ways of understanding our relationships to nature, or invite participants to relate their specific cultural stories about how life came to be. As you go through the recitation or meditation below, Do your best to envision as many of the things within each categorical blessing as you can, while moving through them with a gentle rhythm. Do not forget to always include yourself and think of we when moving through the organism to macrocosm levels. One could go into more detail on each organism to macrocosm section, referencing example organisms if you wish a longer meditation session. For instance, at the first mammals and all their descendants, you could pause to offer specific blessings to the humpback whales, the coyotes, the pikas, the aardvarks, the koalas, and so forth. You could also do only a subsection or choose just a few favorite milestones when a shorter meditation time is available. The recitation, meditation, or prayer to the sacred infranatural. Start with self, the complex being that is me. Descend to the microcosm, my many interacting organ systems, each of my organs, all of my tissues, all of the cells that make up my body, both those with my own genes and those symbionts that reside on and within me. I also sometimes say, those microbes who dwell with me and do me no harm. All of the networked organelles and processes within my cells. Each of the molecules that is currently a part of me. The atoms within me. The particles within my atoms. The familiar neutrons, protons, electrons. Along with all those leptons and bosons that we're beginning to detect and understand. The quarks and quanta that make matter and energy possible. Now return to self. You might choose an alternative blessing or offering of gratitude as you step back up the scale to the self. The particles within my atoms, the atoms within me, each of the molecules that is currently a part of me, and so on, up through the organelles, cells, tissues, organs, and organ systems to the complex being that is me. All my relations, ancestors, and descendants. My parents and all their descendants, siblings. My grandparents and all their descendants, aunts, uncles, first cousins. My great-grandparents and all their descendants, second cousins. All my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents and all their descendants, seven generations. The first humans and all their descendants, all humans. The first apes and all their descendants, all apes or hominoidea. The first monkeys, anthropoid primates, and all their descendants. The first primates and all their descendants, all primates. The first archonta and all their descendants, primates plus tree shoes, colugos, and bats. the first placental mammals and all their descendants, the first mammals and all their descendants, all the mammals, the first amniotes and all their descendants, mammals plus reptiles and birds, the first tetrapods and all their descendants, the amniotes plus the amphibians, the first bony fishes and all their descendants, osteichthyes, the first vertebrates and all their descendants, all vertebrates, the first bilateria and all their descendants, vertebrates plus insects, spiders, tardigrades, worms, mollusks, bryozoans, and other bilateral animals, the first animals and all their descendants. That's all the animals. The first opisthokonts and all their descendants, animals plus fungi and some other small groups. The first eukaryotes and all their descendants, the opisthokonts plus plants, that's things with nucleated cells. The first life on Earth and all their descendants. All living things on Earth. That's eukaryotes, bacteria, archaea, and perhaps viruses. Expand from biosphere to macrocosm. Our shared biosphere, the Earth and her entire atmosphere, the Earth-Moon system in its dance, the inner solar system, from its bright center through the rocky planets to the asteroid belt, the greater solar system, out through the gas giants, the Kuiper belt, and out to the heliopause. The sphere of our radio transmissions, nearly 115 light years out in September of 2021, and growing each second at the speed of light. Our stellar neighborhood, all of the easily visible individual stars. Our arm of the great Milky Way galaxy. The whole spiraling system of the Milky Way galaxy, from its massive core to its associated clouds of stars. The dancing gravitational partnership of the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies. Our local neighborhood of galaxies. The great Virgo supercluster of galaxies. And the visible universe. Return to biosphere. Walk back through the Virgo supercluster, local galactic neighborhood, Milky Way, spiral arm, stellar neighborhood, radio bubble, heliopause, inner solar system, Earth-Moon system, earth, and biosphere. Again, you might choose an alternative blessing or offering of gratitude as you work your way back. Return through relations to self. Walk back through all life on earth, all eukaryotes, opisthokonts, animals, bilateria, vertebrates, osteichthyes, tetrapods, amniotes, mammals, placental mammals, archonta, primates, anthropoids, apes, humans, seven generations, great-grandparents, grandparents, parents. Come back to yourself. Close with gratitude. Expand with gratitude to all that is around and within you, the co-creators that have supported you and made your life possible. Rest in knowing that you are part of the unfolding co-creation of the universe. Notes. See the Exopermaculture article by Joanna Macy, "We Are Expanding Our Identity from Ego Self to Eco Self," for further inspiration. Other inspirations for this work include the 1977 film Powers of Ten, available on YouTube, and the recent interactive update of that concept, Scale of the Universe, https://https://scale2. Footnotes from the recitation. Footnote 1 is associated with the heading All My Relations, Ancestors and Descendants. Tree of Life, TOLWEB.org, is a good place to get the background on this section. Remember that all their descendants may extend even farther into the future than it does into the past. This entire walk goes back about 4 billion years. Footnote 2, associated with seven generations. Assuming no interbreeding, you would have 128 such ancestors. If they had an average of over 2.3 offspring who also survived to reproduce, this would be a set of at least 350 distant cousins alive today. Footnote 3, associated with the first humans. Fossil and genetic evidence suggests the first members of our biological species, Homo sapiens, lived in Africa about 300,000 years ago. From the Smithsonian Institute Human Origins website, humanorigins.si.edu. The first members of our genus Homo, probably Homo habilis, lived as long as 2.4 million years ago. Our ancestors and the ancestors of what became modern chimpanzees, Pan troglodytes, and bonobos, Pan paniscus, parted ways somewhere around 6 to 8 million years ago. Footnote 4, associated with our shared biosphere. Considered to include not only all living and previously living matter, but also those components of the lithosphere, minerals, atmosphere, gases, and hydrosphere, water, that are actively influenced and regulated as part of the metabolic cycles of the sum of all organisms on Earth. It's quite a lovely and complex place. Footnote 5, associated with the sphere of our radio transmissions. I based this on the December 24, 1906 broadcast by Reginald Fessenden as perhaps strong enough to be potentially detectable. See an article in ThoughtCo.com and an article in Planetary.org. By definition, the radius of this radio bubble grows by one light year every year. This article is illustrated with an image by Pablo Carlos Budassi, which is Creative Commons via Wikimedia Commons. It's the nature time spiral horizontal layout. The summary in Wikimedia Commons of this image: the history of nature from the Big Bang to the present day, shown graphically in a spiral with notable events annotated. Every billion years is represented by a 90 degrees rotation of the spiral. The last 500 million years are represented in a 90 degree stretch for more detail on our recent history. Some of the events depicted are the emergence of cosmic structures, stars, galaxies, planets, clusters, and other structures, the emergence of the solar system, the Earth, and the Moon, important geological events, gases in the atmosphere, great orogenies, glacial periods, etc., emergence and evolution of living beings, first microbes, plants, animals, fungi, the evolution of hominid species, and important events in human evolution. The image is dated August 9th of 2020, created and rendered especially for Wikimedia.org by Pablo Carlos Budassi. A higher resolution version of the image is available through payhip.com/B/V16G. My biography. Michelle Y. Merrill, PhD, is the founder of Nova Sutras, an eco-spiritual organization helping people through the Great Turning. Her background in anthropology, evolutionary science, and sustainability education led her to conclude that there is an unmet need for an egalitarian spiritual movement with scientific sensibilities to support change agents. Michelle studied the social behavior of wild bonobos in the rainforests of Congo and orangutans in Indonesia in the late 1990s, gaining a recognition of the importance of social affiliation and cultural learning in all of us apes, while witnessing the loss of rainforests, their inhabitants, and indigenous cultures. Thank you for listening.